Hello and welcome to this Lush podcast on Activism in Existence, the series that seeks to uncover the individual story and their experiences of being an activist, how they've changed the world and how activism has changed them. This series will showcase the diversity of individuals and their approach within activism and what it means to be a glitch in the system. In this episode, we spoke with Liz Marie Alvarado at the Lush Showcase in September 2018. Liz Marie is an immigrant rights organiser and activist from grassroots project Mi Gente, a home for the political Latinx community. Liz Marie works directly with communities in Miami, Florida, offering guidance, support and mentorship to those whose freedom of movement and human rights are jeopardised, as well as focusing on political engagement to ensure everyone thrives regardless of where they are born. What is your story?
My name is Liz Marie Alvarado. I live in Miami, Florida, which is a beautiful, vibrant immigrant community, and I'm an immigrant rights organizer. And as a child, I grew up with very political parents. They fought for the liberation of my country, which is Nicaragua, which is in Central America. And once we immigrated to the U.S., it was a matter of not even a choice at this point to be active because of the exploitation that my parents, our family was facing because of our documentation status or lack of at that time. And it was great to know that we were able to organize and fight for our rights, admit our papers. So that was wonderful and empowering to see that and to be able to fight since early age immigrant abuse, exploitation, discrimination. And it's been a powerful journey, tiring at times, because of just what so much that's happening, especially as of lately. But it's not a job. It's my life. And it's my political life.
What is your idea of activism?
My idea of activism is being able to create trusting relationships with other immigrants, both undocumented, documented, and building power from the ground up to fight against everything that comes to us, whether it's anti-immigrant propaganda, whether it's fascist policies, and be able to be strong and be happy while you're at it. It's also about just enjoying being alive, enjoying the diversity that we have within each other, and being proud and happy about who we are, both ethnically, racially, orientation-wise. And it's about building community. It's about building chosen families. And it's about freedom, it's about justice, it's about inclusion, but it's also about demanding our right to exist and claiming that space unapologetically.
What does it mean to be an activist as an individual?
For me, being an activist means many things because I play many different roles. In Mi Gente, I'm a member, I'm a leader in the Miami community. And through Mi Gente, I've been able to help individual people with their cases, whether it's trying to get people out of detention, whether it's reunifying families that were separated by the Trump administration, whether it's reunifying families who were deported by the Obama administration, especially children going to see the parents that they haven't seen perhaps in 5 years, and helping people stop their deportations. So that's something that I do on a constant basis. I'm more or less a lawyer, non-lawyer. So, and I do enjoy that, just having the ability to navigate the complex legal system without having the necessity to be a lawyer and really guide people and support people for free, because sometimes it's easier to get abused. It's easier to eventually get deported or be detained if you don't know the pathways to go. And they are very, very complex. I also play the role of a mentor, particularly to youth. You know, it's very tough for children of undocumented parents. And it's also tough for immigrant children. So what I try is also try to create good memories. I can't ever change what happened to them or what is going to happen to them or just the trauma that they live or the constant fear. But what I can do is, you know, try to give them moments of happiness. So I am very intentional about like doing outings, really getting connected with nature, respecting Mother Earth, and like really looking at other issues, other movements, and creating a lot of art together. That's something that I do to just like put those feelings in paper and like also build trust among each other, and to know that like even if you're a kid, like a 10-year-old, like, you know, we have your back. And I feel like as adults, that's our responsibility to make sure our children are okay, especially when our federal government does everything in their power to take away their hope.
Who or what has influenced you and given you strength in your activism?
Well, I get my strength from everything around me, right? I feel like Mother Earth is so powerful and beautiful, and just the opportunity to be alive, that's something precious. My family, of course, and not only because of the sacrifices that they're made, but because they're also like badass people, like in general, you know, always thriving, surviving, just living. And also, of course, the community, children, and it's really wonderful as well to be known that you're loved by people from all over Latin America and likewise, you know. So it's nice to be part of other people's families and like really have your own chosen family as well.
What has activism done to change you?
What activism has done to change me is that I've been able to recognize my own power within. I've been able to love and respect myself for who I am and know that there's nothing wrong with me, and that we love who we love, that we are how we are, and to just really be grounded in my roots, in my ancestry, and to show up in the world as I would like to show up and not be afraid to do so. So that's what activism has done to me. It has given me pride, joy, happiness, and a reason to make my life worthwhile. Not only for myself, but for those around me who are in the same situation or worse. Yeah, so activism has done that to me, and it's allowed me to meet many, many people, such as you guys at Lush. I mean, I'm here in the UK right now. Like, what? Like, how does that even happen? So that's like incredible too, like just being able to reach people at a different points of life with different, you know, coming to like the world of social justice from different angles. And for me, that's really powerful to see that there's also people from, you know, from like companies as well that care and are like intentional in bringing voices like from the grassroots. So I'm just excited to be able to meet those people, to travel and to hear people's stories, share our stories and build community as we go. And that's been really powerful.
What do you consider a win?
I mostly focus on immigrant rights, but of course there are so many intersectionalities that come along with it. But our communities, or quote unquote vulnerable communities, we're used to losing. But when we win, it's so wonderful and precious and amazing. It could be local victories, such as, you know, stopping somebody's deportation, getting somebody out of detention. That seems so simple, yet it's so hard to do. And it's so wonderful where we're able to achieve that. But also when we put the politicians that we want in power, it's also pretty wonderful. It's also pretty great when we have campaigns at the federal level and then we see policy change for everybody, for masses, not only for the quote unquote good immigrants, but for everybody that might qualify. So things like that and always pushing the agenda for us is victory, and being able to change the narrative, even within our own immigrant rights movement. And not throw other immigrants under the bus, right? Because they may had a mistake, or they, you know, because when they were young, perhaps they drove drunk or something. And, right? And not just like try to create like this perfect image of what an immigrant is just to appease those who hate us, because they're still going to hate us, whether I'm an A-plus student, whether I'm like a perfect being that has never done anything wrong, quote unquote. And so yeah, so that's a win, really owning our narrative, really expanding who we are as immigrants, accepting who we are as a full, as a totality, you know, really being influenced by these society narratives that want us to be perfect, to assimilate and to really erase our identities just to fit in a place that doesn't want us anyways, for people that don't like us anyway. So really owning that is really powerful, really owning the narrative and changing it and making our own immigrant rights movement more inclusive, because I don't want to be part of a movement where I need to live in the shadow, where being Black, being queer, it's something to be ashamed of and something not being talked about and not celebrated. That's not a movement that we want to build and want to be part of. So that's why I think that's also a huge victory, being able to do that, as well as winning policy campaigns, stopping policy from harming us, engaging our, especially Latinx communities, to vote, not only in terms of immigration, but also coming out to vote against politicians that want to harm us economically, education-wise, and all sorts of things. And the environment, particularly, I'm from Florida, and our last governor pretty much took away any environmental regulation. And now the animals are suffering, and it's terrible. So we need people, politicians, not only good ones, but we also need progressive politicians who are also going to be strong and stand up for those who are at the front lines of environmental devastation, also of immigration enforcement, who also are for the working poor, the working class. So that's why we also need to have like a different set of strategies. And that's what winning means to us. It means winning in our communities. At the federal level, it means winning at the state level, pushing policy, stopping bad policy from harming us. It also means getting out to vote and building power through civic engagement. It also means protesting. It also means art. It also means mass mobilizations and changing our narrative. So all of those are wins that we're constantly doing. And by us being alive and being loud about who we are, and encouraging others to find their own power is victory every single day. And that's something that I celebrate, and that's something that we continue to push.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to know more about Liz Marie and her work, you can follow on Twitter at LizMarieFL. If you'd like to hear more from Lush and our ever-growing archive, which contains interviews, debates and stories with a wide range of charities, organisations and individuals, please download the free Lush Player app, which is available for both Android and Apple.